Ronald McDonald House Charities Victoria in Tasmania is calling on the public to open their hearts and wallets for seriously sick kids and their families. This matched Giving Day appeal, which is happening, starts tomorrow, 12 p.m, Thursday the 3rd of June, until 12 p.m, Friday 4th of June. I'm now joined by Ronald McDonald House's Charities Victoria in Tasmania CEO Peter Bishop to tell us all about it. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on the program, Peter.
Thanks, Cameron, very much. Great to be here.
Excellent. Well, is this has been an ongoing one, or is this particular appeal a brand new initiative from Ronald McDonald House?
This is a brand new initiative, yep. And follows several brand new initiatives we've had to do over the last 12-18 months with COVID, and this is a direction we've taken this year, which is we're very excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess with COVID happening last year with the whole lockdown thing, charities like Ronald McDonald House Charities would have received a little bit of a knockback, so to speak.
Yeah, we certainly did. And then unfortunately, we weren't able to have any of our fundraising events, gala balls, golf days, etc. So that was all parked for the year. We've started to come back a little bit stronger this year. Obviously, it was a difficult year for a lot of charities, but certainly for ours included in that. But fairly resilient fundraising staff and team, operations team, and our volunteers and supporters continue to give, which we greatly appreciated.
And now, actually, that's talking of that, I'd just be interested to know, are you on the lookout for more volunteers? Because I know with we were talking with National Volunteer Week last week that a lot of non-profit organisations have actually had a decrease in the amount of volunteers. Was that the case with you guys?
It certainly was a decrease in terms of, following COVID compliance, and, obviously some of the volunteers weren't able to come in. And are still very cautious about that, particularly those in, what was termed the vulnerable age bracket. So that was a lot of our volunteers who loved coming to the house. So some of them are starting to come back. But, yes, always on the lookout for more volunteers across our houses in Victoria and Tasmania, particularly the house in Hobart.
So how do people go about pledging their voluntary support then?
Oh, they can get in touch with the house, or go to our website, wwrmhc.org.au, and go to our VicTAS site on that to follow up volunteer activities or any donations, etc.
Okay, let's get to the appeal itself. What makes this different and more special in comparison to the other things that you've done over the years?
Oh, we're aiming to raise enough funds to cover 1,500 nights of accommodation at one of our houses. And it's probably a different idea because we've got some corporate supporters who are also going to come along on the day, and they're pitching and are going to match every dollar that we raise with some of their support. So that's a great initiative to get corporates and some of our key supporters involved who have already committed to the cause.
Okay, as part of your, the details that you've given me anyway, there's a number of kids that you've highlighted. First of all, we've got Baby Edison. Tell us a little bit about Baby Edison.
Well, like Baby Edison, like a lot of our families that get to the houses, can be very early at birth. We've had babies come 27 weeks, 25 weeks, and then spend a lot of time at our houses, all their family members do, until they're strong and well enough to go home. And particularly across our houses, we have some very serious illnesses at times. We see a lot of families travelling over from Tasmania to our Metro Melbourne houses to be able to stay and be close to those facilities there. So it's important for us to, raise the money on the match giving day to keep our facilities up to scratch and keep improving them for the number of families that do come through.
Tell us, when you see the smile on the faces of these people that the kids in particular that you help that you're helping. I mean, it must give you enormous personal satisfaction to know that you've made a difference to these kids, these people.
Oh, it does. For staff and the volunteers, to the testimonials that come back from families to say how grateful they are, that really gives you a buzz because, we can't necessarily make the child better. That's the hospital and the paediatrics and the specialists' work. But to have our facilities available, to be close by, to have them, you know, clean and tidy and well supported with staff and volunteers, you know, 24 hours a day, and then to get the testimonials for the families of how grateful they are, whether they've stayed one night or 1,000 nights, it's just really rewarding. Position to be in to get that feedback and to see their smiles when they come back. And even sometimes when they do, as I said, come back to the houses, you know, it's a sense of security for them. You know, they know the house, they know the staff, the volunteers, they know some of the families that are still there. So it really is a home away from home.
Absolutely. And you've been doing this for a fair while now, I believe, 30 years, is that right?
I have. I started off as the original live-in house manager at the Parkville House, and things have changed over many years. Didn't think I'd still be here, but we've kept growing, and obviously over the last couple of years became a much bigger team, one organisation structure over Victoria, Tasmania, so that was a challenging time, but also a great time for the charity to grow and consolidate our organisation as one.
So how do people go about donating then for this year?
For this year, they can go to, we've got a particular website. It's www.strongertogetherappeal.com.au or call us on 03 99 66 8420 during the 24 hours of appeal from Thursday the 3rd of June to 12 p.m. on Friday the 4th. So we're certainly looking for some great support from across Victoria and Tasmania for the day.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, make sure you give generously because it's a very worthwhile charity to support Ronald McDonald House Charities here in Tasmania. And of course, thank you, Peter Bishop, for your time today. You're welcome, Peter. That's the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities Victoria and Tasmania, Peter Bishop, joining us this morning on 7XS. Please give generously tomorrow on the 3rd of June from 12 p.m. until 12 p.m. on Friday the 4th of June for the Matched Giving Day appeal.